I'd rather have a Raleigh.
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 Because Raleighs are right. Right for taste and right for throat. The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and our guest Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, hello, Red. What do you know?
I don't know nothing. What do you know?
I don't know nothing.
Well, what do you know? Nothing like good material. I wish we had some. No, all of our jokes are new tonight. All new jokes.
Really, all new jokes, Red?
Yeah, tonight the corn is green. Say, what's new this week, Rod?
Well, they hit the moon.
They what?
They hit the moon.
Must have been a woman driver. Hey, I don't know much about the moon. Tell me, does the moon rotate around the sun?
Yes, Red, all planets revolve around the sun.
Boy, Los Angeles really takes a detour, don't it, huh? It's interesting, though. I wonder what the moon really is.
Well, I've heard several definitions, but I think it's a cold, clammy, lifeless body that glares down at us.
Oh, sort of like an income tax collector, huh?
Well, not to change the subject, Red.
I wish you would, Mr.
But I'd like to say your trip to Las Vegas last week did you good. You look fresh as a flower. A potted one.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. He said to me, let's put that joke in for a laugh. Where is it, Doc? I'll never take another trip across that desert, though. It took me 5 days.
5 days? Why, it's only 200 miles.
Yeah, I can only travel at night, though. My thumb sunburns so easily.
Well, did you see Boulder Dam?
Yes, I took my father to get his mind off of drinking, you know.
Really, and it helped?
No, he took one look at Boulder Dam and he says, look, no wonder you can't get a chaser. They're holding it back. I saw a papa beaver talking to about 20 little baby beavers. He got them all together and he says, look, kids, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Well, it was pretty crowded in Las Vegas. Tell me, Red, what did you do about finding a place to stay?
Well, I finally told the mayor that I was tired of sleeping in the park.
Yeah, what did he say?
Nothing. He just laughed and laid back down on the bench and went to sleep again.
But where did you stay, Red?
At the Last Frontier Hotel. That's really a nice place. They have gambling there, you know.
Really?
Yes, in case you ever go there. Notice that white flag over the hotel. That's my shirt.
Well, say, I noticed a beautiful hat box in your dressing room. Something good inside?
Yes, it's a present for Anita Ellis.
Oh, a present for me, Red?
Yes, Anita, but I'm a little nervous about giving it to you.
Oh, why, Red?
Well, you know how women are. You give them something and then they get all mushy and want to kiss you, you know.
Oh, Red, I don't think I'm like that.
You not? You mean I carry that thing all the way up here for nothing? Well, now here's Raleigh's Rod O'Connor, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, Raleighs are right. Right for taste. Right for throat. For medical science now offers you proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke. Next time, ask for Raleigh.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. And now, lovely Anita Ellis sings Some Sunday Morning.
Some Sunday morning is going to be some Sunday morning for someone and me. Bells will be chiming an old melody. especially for someone and me. There'll be an organ playing, friends and relations will stare. Can't you hear them saying, gee, what a peach of a pair. Some Sunday morning, we'll walk down the aisle. He'll be so nervous, and I'll try to smile. Things sure look rosy for someone and me. Some Sunday morning, will stare. Gee, can't you hear them say, oh, what a peach of a pair. Some Sunday morning we'll walk down the aisle. He'll be so nervous and I'll try to smile. Things sure look rosy for someone and me. Some beautiful Sunday morning, you see.
Thank you very much. Tonight we open the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire to a story entitled Looking for Trouble. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, they should go down to the morgue and give themselves up. Chapter 81 of Looking for Trouble is entitled The Man Who Stole Miguel. This is the story of Deadeye and his long search for Gentleman Jim Harkins, the man who ran away with his girl, Margie the Clipper. It's midwinter in Montana. The blizzard is raging. Boy, it's a beaut. Montana, that is.
Yeah, you okay, wonderful?
Yeah, but Deadeye, why go to all this trouble to get even with some critter who stole your gal?
Why? Didn't you ever fall in love?
No, but I fell in a river once. That's the same thing. You get soaked either way. Well, Deadeye, I'm turning back.
Turning back? Is that all our friendship mean?
No, Mr. Deadeye, you know I'd face death for you.
Oh, yeah? Then how come you ran when that grizzly bear challenged you?
He wasn't dead, was he?
Yeah. Well, I gotta find Gentleman Jim Harkins, the guy that stole my gal.
Well, let's look in California.
California? What's that?
That's a place where you get hit by a woman driver and you take a sun bath while waiting for an ambulance.
Oh. There's an ambulance. There's people up in these mountains. I can hear them. Gordon, look, there's a cabin just ahead of us. Let's inquire in there, and if they ain't seen my gal and Gentleman Jim, then we'll head for California.
Okay.
Come on, let's race for the cabin. Ooh! It was a tie.
Yeah, but I would have won if I'd have hit a horse.
Yeah. I'll go up and knock on the door here.
Deadeye.
Howdy, Dad.
Hey, what did you follow me up here for, Deadeye?
Stop playing the piano, will you, gal, and talk to me.
I said, what did you follow me up here for?
Because I can't live without you, gal.
Well, why can't you live without me?
Because you got all my money, gal. It's good to see you again, gal. Come on, sit on my lap. Here, pull up a knee and sit down.
Okay. Still bow-legged as ever, ain't you?
Yeah, I've been that way ever since I swallowed that chicken wishbone. I'm proud of that. Why don't you come back to the Flathead County with me, gal?
No use, Deadeye. Gentleman Jim Hawkins, he's promised me a love nest.
Well, you go with me, I'll give you some Snickers. After all, why should the girl in the balcony have all of them, you know? How about kissing me, gal?
No, Deadeye, I don't want a kiss.
Why not?
I'd rather have a Raleigh.
Yeah. Who's that?
Uh-oh! Deadeye! Jim Hawkins just rode up.
Uh-oh!
I thought I recognized your horse, Deadeye. Stand back, gal.
Here's a cowboy that's seen too many of them Errol Flynn pictures.
Deadeye, why don't you let us be? Maggie the Clipper and I are as happy as two bugs in a rug.
Well, you better pull in your ears, cause my guns is loaded with DDT.
Don't shoot me, Deadeye. You can have your gal.
Gentlemen, Jim, you ain't no gentleman. You're so yellow you could give transfusions to bananas.
Yeah. Well, that skins me. I'm proud of that. Why don't we be fair and square about this, huh? We'll fight a duel for her hand.
Very well. Count three and we'll both draw.
Now, he ought to know better than that. Okay, come outside.
Very well, Deadeye. There, take that.
Why, you didn't even give Deadeye a chance.
Yeah. I'm done for, gal. I'm on my way to that cabin in the sky.
Oh, Deadeye, you can't go to that cabin in the sky yet, because I love you.
Oh, goodbye, gal. Roll me over on my face. I don't want to see where I'm really going. You better go in. I'm proud of that. You better go inside out of the cold, gal.
Gentlemen, Jim, we're through.
Well, I didn't know you loved him so much.
Come in.
Howdy, folks.
Deadeye, I thought you were going to that cabin in the sky.
They wouldn't let me in.
Why?
No vacancies up there either.
Chapter 82. Thank you. Chapter 82 is entitled, I've Been Insulted. When a girl has been insulted, she usually looks for her man to fight to protect her honor. If she can find him, it's usually Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am. Some Sunday morning.
I wonder if Sarah Dew's all alone. I'll just sneak up to the door and listen for a minute. No, I better stop that listening. I'm beginning to hear things.
Well, howdy, Clay.
Well, Sarah Dew, howdy doody to you, too. Sure is a nice day today, ain't it? The sun got back from Florida early this year, didn't it? Say, what did you want to see me about?
Well, Clem, people are talking.
Well, of course they're talking. What do you expect them to do, Bart? That's too fast for her. She didn't get it.
Well, what's this I hear about you and the Widow Brown?
It's a lie. I don't even know the woman. And that's a lie, too. Yes, and medical science can give you proof positive. I'm proud of that.
Well, you took that widow to the movies the other night, didn't you?
I did not. She took me.
Well, did you hold her hand?
I sure did.
Why?
She was snitching my popcorn.
Truly, Clem, have you ever kissed her?
Only on the cheek.
Well, you sure it wasn't her lips?
Well, she was grinning a little at the time. Hey, wait a minute. Who told you I took her to the movie?
Well, I heard it at the drugstore. A feller said, there goes that Sarah Dew, and she plays second fiddle for Clem Cadiddlehopper.
I didn't even know you had a union card.
No, Clem, either you make that blabbermouth apologize or we are through.
Really? Well, then, come on. I'll go down and make him take it back. I won't stand for that A-Paul. A-Paul, I won't stand
Clem,
for that.
You're going the wrong way.
Sometimes my feet's a lot smarter than I am. Now, come on, let's go. Now, let's go.
Here's the drugstore. Oh, and there is the feller who insulted me.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll take care of him right now. Come here, you.
Hey, put me down.
Yeah, I'll put you down. What's this talk you started about me?
Clem.
I'm going to beat you to a pulp. You're the type of a guy I can handle.
You put me down. Yeah.
Clem, he didn't say it.
He didn't?
No. Now put that midget down.
Well, if he didn't say it, who said it?
That big fella, he's the one. Go on, Clay, make him take it back.
Him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, surely he didn't say it.
Well, yes, he did. Yes, he did, didn't you? Didn't you say Clay was a two-timer?
Yes, I did, and don't start anything or I'll knock you conscious. Come on, put up your mitt.
Now, look, I'll give you one last chance to apologize.
I apologize to you, you lily-livered, chicken-hearted nincompoop.
Well, that's mighty decent of you.
Clemmy, if you don't hit him, I'm just through with you.
You hurt her.
Now look, dog meat, go home and play with your toys or I'll slap your face.
You slap my face and I'll bite your fingers off. I'll bite your fingers off if you slap me.
Oh, you will!
Yes, sir, I'll gum them off, I will.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Myron Nelson, America's number one golfer, says, quote,
"It's true. I've seen the certified test with my own eyes. Medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus is actually safer to smoke. Raleigh's must be right. Right for taste, right for throat."
You're right, Myron Nelson. Raleigh's are right. Exhaustive scientific tests of America's six biggest selling brands, certified by 14 distinguished doctors, including eminent throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke. See if you don't agree, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Try Raleigh's. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobacco. That milder, smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science now offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
And now David Forrester and his orchestra plays Tumbling Weed. Chapter 83 of Looking for Trouble is entitled, Time to Go to Bed, Kitty. When a child is reminded that it's bedtime, there's usually a little trouble. But with the little child psychology, it can be handled pretty nicely. With everyone except the mean widow kid.
Junior, you better come in now. It's time all good little boys were in bed.
Well, that's what they get for being good, you know. I will come in. Wait till I get me wagon here. Put me wagon.
Oh, wait a minute, Julia. You can't bring that wagon in the house.
Why not?
It isn't yours.
Not at all. Not at all. I got it from the widow kid next door. In a widow deal I cook up at my wagon.
What did you give him for it?
He was happy with the whole deal, you know.
What did you give him for it?
A black eye.
Come, hurry upstairs and take your bath and get ready for bed.
Okay. I'm gonna take a bath. I'm gonna take a bath.
Now what happened?
The door was ajar. Now me poor widow nose is a jam. Hey, Grandma, how long will it be before I'm old enough I don't have to take bath no more?
Never.
Kind of a dull outlook, ain't it, huh?
Your bath is ready. Stop wasting time or the water in the tub will get cold.
Okay, I will play Johnny Weissmuller. I will run and dive into the water. Here I go. Who pulled that stopper out? I better fill the tub up again. I better fill the tub full of water. Oh, we didn't send the hover.
Junior, are you taking a bath?
Yes, don't come in, don't come in. I got nothing on, don't come in.
Well, put your pajamas on and get out of there.
Okay, okay, goodness, everywhere you go these days, peeping toms, you know. Now, I did want to lay in the bubble bath and sort of soak a widow, too, you know. Now, I'll get my pajamas on. Now I will get out of here.
Look at you. You're soaking wet.
Well, you said put on me widow pajamas and get out of there.
Junior, you don't put your pajamas on in the tub.
Now she tells me.
My goodness, you're still dirty.
Huh?
Didn't you use any soap?
Yes, I did, but the way I use it, it lasts longer. I leave the wrappers on.
Here. Get into these dry pajamas and get into bed.
Okay, I am sleepy, but I will try. Just for you, I will try.
Meow, meow, meow. Now what are you doing?
I'm taking a cat nap.
Junior.
Grandma.
Are you going to lie down or do I have to tie the rope?
No, I think the chains will hold me okay. Well, good night. Grandma.
No, you can't have a drink of water.
What is this? Information, please? Wait for the question.
What do you want?
I'm thirsty.
You're just stalling, Junior. Either you're going to sleep or you aren't going to get any of that pie I make for tomorrow.
Banana pie?
Yes.
With whipped cream?
Yes.
Nice fresh bananas?
Yes.
Never touch it. Gotta watch me wait, you know. Gotta watch me wait.
Junior, be quiet.
What?
Did you hear that noise?
No. Do you think they heard us? Now, don't you scare me. Now, I ain't scared.
Now, nothing will get you.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
They wouldn't keep you when they saw who they had.
Yes. You sure does love me, and it might be a stranger. They won't keep me, too.
Yes. Granny wouldn't let anything keep
you. Yes, it would. You scared me.
Don't be frightened. There.
I was frightened.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
It's all right. It's only the man next door.
Now, that's what I figured. But don't you think I handle this dramatic stuff pretty well?
Oh, go go to sleep.
Okay. Hey, Grandma, why does that man next door come out every night and look up in the sky for, huh?
He's a student of astronomy. He's studying the stars.
Oh, I want to see stars.
You see plenty if you don't go to sleep.
Well, can I have the glass of water first?
Oh, get it yourself. Do anything you like. Grow up to be an idiot and stay away from that pie.
Okay. Trusting old soul, ain't you? Oh, boy, I'm off to the kitchen. I'm off to the kitchen. Now, I wonder where that pie could be. I wonder if it's just up here on this shelf here. I will take a little...
Junior, what happened?
What?
What happened?
I broke the crystal in me Mickey Mouse watch. Let's see what's up on this next shelf here.
A mouse trap! A mouse trap!
Whew, boy, that cheese. Boy, that sure is strong, isn't it? Whew, boy, I bet them old mice have to back up to that stuff. Oh, there's the pie. There's the pie. Oh, there. I wonder if I could take a nice big hunk. Grandma might get mad, you know. And then again, she might say that little kid was hungry and it's okay. And then again, I don't know why I was wasting my time thinking about it. I'm going to do this anyway. Oh, boy. Boy, that sure is good. My eyes is bigger than my tummy, though. I can't put this back because Grandma would smell a two-legged rat named Junior. And I just throw it out the window. Oh, that man standing there. Sounds like a bullseye, doesn't it? Oh, dear, he shouldn't have been standing there. I think he saw me. I better get sleepy and get to bed real quick. Well, good night, Grandma. Good night.
Aren't you going to say your prayers?
I said them on the way up there.
You think they'll be answered?
Not now, no, no.
Junior, now see if you can go to sleep.
If that's for me, I'm going to be born next week, Tom.
Oh, probably someone got pie-eyed and has the wrong house.
If he's pie-eyed, he got the right house.
Yes?
Where is that little grandson of yours?
He's in bed.
With indigestion, no doubt. Look at my soup.
I wouldn't be seen in it. Why don't you have it cleaned?
I'm going to, and you're going to get the bill.
Hey, what's all the noise about? Kind of widow fellow get some sleep around here?
Do you mind telling me what this is all about?
I was standing under your window looking up at the stars. Suddenly I turned to look at the big dipper, but it wasn't the dipper. It was that kid's hand with a big hunk of pie in it.
Do tell.
Why did you hit me with that pie?
Well, you wanted a drink of water, eh? Junior, come here.
No, I don't want to. Don't whip me. I will be good.
Now, get to bed.
I don't know what it is with me. I don't have a care or a worry in the world. But every night I cry myself to sleep.
And remember, we'll all be with you on every Tuesday night at the same time. Led Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And listen to Bob Hope next week when he presents the Look Magazine Award. And remember, the March of Dimes. Goodbye now.
Remember, listen to Hildegard tomorrow night and the People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night over most of these stations. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh, that's the tobacco that leaves your pipe as clean as a whistle. It's carefully blended from rich, ripe burleys and mellowed with just a touch of rum to enhance the natural, full-bodied flavor. And Sir Walter Raleigh burns cool and even, right down to the bottom of the bowl, leaves a clean, dry ash in your pipe. Get Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.